The Rural Utilities Service is part of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and acts as one of the top federal agencies involved in CapEx 2020. That's the massive energy transmission project stretching through Minnesota and into the La Crosse area. The RUS's mandatory draft environmental impact statement explores the project's ecological effects and makes recommendations for transmission line routes. For example, it suggests having the power lines cross the Mississippi River at Alma because it would have the least impact on the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service refuge. Once the final report is completed, CapEx partner Dairyland Power Cooperative will decide whether to ask the RUS for money to help finance the utilities part of the project, anywhere from $40 to $74 million. The amount all depends on the final route that the Wisconsin Public Service Commission chooses for CapEx. Dairyland Power Vice President of Power and Delivery, Chuck Calise, says they hope the PSC selects a route that includes power lines Dairyland needs replaced anyways.
If the Public Service Commission chooses an alternative route that doesn't follow our line, then we may not be a participant in this project.
Last fall, the Obama administration did recommend fast-tracking the CapEx 2020 project. CapEx opponents say that may have influenced the RUS's draft report. Members of the Citizens Energy Task Force say they're disappointed the RUS did not offer any energy alternatives. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.